Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and I am honored and excited to be here with you tonight. I have been gone for a couple of weeks, had a couple of events, Sunday night events, and so I've had to postpone, but now I am back. We are back to provide you music, worship, meditation, intimacy, and prayer. And so we're getting right into it. I pray that you are in a comfortable place. I pray that you have the word of God with you and in front of you, not just on your heart, even though that is also an acceptable place for it to be. And I pray that you are feel welcomed to join in to the social order of heaven, which is in worship and reverence unto God, talking to him, praying in the name of Jesus, and calling down the provision and the intercession of God into your life and into the lives of those around you. So at this point, let us go forth and continue in our time of meditation, our time of intercession, our time of intimacy and reflection with the Almighty God. And thank you for joining me tonight on this episode of Tehillah Worship. Enjoy. You are the name above all names, and my heart is filled with praise. God, how great are you, God. Precious Father, we thank you and we bless you for this day as we glorify you, Lord God, for your loving kindness, for your tender mercies and your great grace, God, the measure
that we received on this day, God, and the measure that we will receive throughout this week. If you are so loving and so kind to wake us up, Lord God, so faithful, Lord God, but you are so great, and we reverence you, we bless you, and we thank you. We count it a privilege and an honor to spend this time with you, and we exalt you in the name of Jesus. God, you are worthy of all praise, worthy of all glory, worthy of all honor. You are the name above all names, and our hearts are filled with praise. You are a great God, and we love you and adore you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this day, and thank you for this time. And it is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. I am pleased to be your servant on this evening. And I just want to give this quick word of encouragement to you, because this word encouraged me when I heard it. But I didn't just hear it, amen, I actually spoke it. As I ministered the word of God on this afternoon. And so I just want to share a portion of this word with you tonight as a word of encouragement. I encourage you tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I encourage you this week to take God with you to work. One of the main missions and the reasons why we do this program is to help you set up your week of work and labor, whatever you do, whether you do it in the public sector, the private sector, whether you do it, you're full-time in ministry, or you're a homemaker and a stay-at-home mom, whatever you do, I do this program so that you are strengthened and poured into, and an atmosphere of worship and peace and comfort is set up for you, so that when you wake up on Monday morning, you are ready to go to work and do what the Lord has for you to do. And so I just want to encourage and invite each and every one of you to take the Lord to work with you tomorrow. And I hear some of you saying, yeah, I do that, amen, amen. But I also know that there are some of us who say, yeah, I have not been doing it. I have not been faithful to it. And so this is a word of encouragement, and I think that everybody under the sound of my voice, if we all do it together, we don't feel like we're doing it alone. We work 40 hours a week, and I think that in those 40 hours a week, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, or maybe you work more days in a week, or maybe you work at night and work less hours, part-time, whatever the case may be. I think that if you are guilty of excluding God from those periods of time, if you are guilty of excluding God from those opportunities where you are talking to someone or serving someone or teaching or providing medical service or anything, whatever you're doing to somebody, I think that if you exclude God from those times, you are significantly devaluing those moments and those opportunities, as well as cheating yourself, I believe. I think it's the pleasure of being at work and then being able to engage the Holy Spirit in your labor makes your days smoother and feel easier. It empowers you to even go through the tough times, the trials, the tests, the challenges, the hard work moments and the stresses. Having him there with you and sensing his presence, I believe, makes those times easier. And so I encourage you to take him to work with you. I encourage you to include prayer throughout your day. The Bible says pray without ceasing. And so I encourage that you include it throughout your day. And this is why. I think first and foremost we need to embrace the fact that prayer will sanctify your work. prayer will sanctify your work. I don't know about you all, but there are mornings where I go to work and I'm praying and just asking God to help me do this and show me how to do that, open doors, provide, show me favor, give me mercy, give me grace, give me strength. And then what I realize is that because I have prayed unto him, what I do is it's like I am doing it unto him. And so I teach professionally. And so even though I'm teaching children, I am ministering unto God, and I am worshiping and serving God even as I'm serving those children. Prayer sanctifies my work. And I think no matter what you're doing, prayer can sanctify your work. You may be doing something in computer or something in healthcare, or you may be doing something in a service-oriented area. Start your day off with prayer. And engage the Holy Spirit throughout your day so that you sense his presence, and that the work that you do, the labor that you do, is a sanctified act of worship. I also believe that prayer helps us discern. When we pray, we sense the voice and the presence of God, but we hear him more clearly. The thing about prayer is that we are engaging him in the spirit, and so that even when we are physically and our attention is on something in the natural, our spirit will still be attentive to his voice. And so I know that in my own life, when I really begin to build up my prayer life and engage the Holy Spirit in prayer day and night, I begin to hear his voice. And I was always certain that it was his voice. Even if what he said did not make sense, it was confusing, I wasn't sure what he meant by it, I still knew that it was God speaking. I still knew that it was the Holy Spirit talking to me, or talking and speaking within me. And so prayer helps us discern. And so sometimes we need to hear what God is saying, but also we need to know when to make the right and the righteous decisions. And in those times where we are charged with a task and we may not know exactly what to do, the discipline of prayer opens us up to hearing the voice of God so that we make the right decision. And then lastly, I encourage us to bring prayer and interact with God through prayer, because prayer brings stability. And I think of those times where I've been in a situation and did not know if it was God, and, you know, didn't want to stay in the situation. And so I kept asking, should I stay? Should I go? Is this for me? Am I supposed to be here? And because I prayed, the stability comes. I know where I'm supposed to be. I know what the season of my life is saying and dictating, and I know what the Holy Spirit is leading me to do and leading me to say and leading me to make the right decisions. And so, you know, you're not unwavering, you're not unstable, you are focused, you are deliberate in your decisions. And you'll know when it's time to go because you have engaged the Holy Spirit in conversation. And so there may be those times where stuff is not going the way you wanted to go, and you say, okay, God, is this for me to be here? Is it time for me to leave? And he'll answer, and his answer may be to stay, and that may be because you are there for a reason, or it may be for someone else, or maybe for yourself, because you may be in a season of growth, or it may be him saying, yes, it is time for you to go. I am closing this door on this opportunity so that I can open another door for you. And so, yes, prepare yourself to depart. Prepare yourself to leave. And so prayer brings stability, and you can make good decisions. You may not know everything that he is doing and why he's doing it, but because you've heard his voice, you are certain, at least for that moment, what decision you need to make. And so, again, I just want to encourage you. I want to celebrate those of us that have been doing it, those of you that have been doing it, and encourage those that have not, have let it kind of fall by the wayside, but may you pick it back up, and may you realize that when you work, it is an opportunity for you to engage the Holy Spirit and to operate as if God is working alongside with you. Amen, amen, amen. This is Tehillah Worship. let us get back into some music of meditation, music of inspiration, music of prayer.
Israel. Elders bow in worship as the angel voices well. Fragrant clouds of incense swirl around your throne of grace. Lord, we bow in worship at the brilliance of your face. We cry, oh.
the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. I praise God with you. I praise God for you. And I thank you for joining me for another episode of Tehillah Worship. We have come to the end. And I pray that you have been encouraged, excited, and ignited. Go and do something for God tomorrow. Take him to work with you. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. Let him be your anchor, your strength. And I thank God for you. God bless you. Good night. And thank you for joining me on this episode of Tehillah Worship. Good night and God bless.
Something is coming to the earth in our generation. Can't you sense it? Can't you sense it? I hear it. 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 I hear the sound of revival breaking out all over the earth. I hear the sound of revival even breaking out in this room.
All we want is
of God. Lord, we will wait for you.
The harvest is connected to the rain. I'm telling you that.
about to send the rain to this land, and every seed that you sown and every prayer that you pray is about to come forth in harvest. That's why we